My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin scammer Clara writes to Davin, and we don't know what the hell she's talking about. So listen and enjoy.
You know, you guys are so disrespectful.
To her.
This is the woman I could wind up with.
Oh, excuse me.
She goes, are you living at home? Alone at home? I go, I am. She goes, Davin, I want to come and spend Easter weekend with you if you don't mind.
Whoa.
Like she lives in Bergen County.
I know, right? You know?
I go, Clara, we just met online. What if I'm a serial killer?
Yes.
She goes, LOL, you are very funny.
You're a delightful serial killer.
I go, you don't think serial killers have a sense of humor?
Nice.
Oh, God. Oh, that Jeff Reed Dahmer. What a cut-up he is.
Cut-up. Well, one of them was a clown. What was that, Gacy?
Yeah, I think so.
Gacy was a cut-up.
She goes, I do watch how a man do talk to makes me know how serious he was and who is he to me.
You got it?
I'm right on top of that.
What the fuck did she just say?
You know.
No need to ask. You should know.
I do makes I know the full act of behavior of any man I chat with online.
No.
Pardon?
I think she could tell who I am.
Read that again, please.
The whole thing? I do watch how a man do talk to makes me know how serious he was and who is he to me. I do makes I know the full act of behavior of any man I chat with online. Makes sense better the second time?
No. There was hope, but no. Do you have any?
No, because the first time, you know, I thought I might have had a general idea, and then he goes, "Well, I'll read it again, and you can." And after the third word, I'm like, "No,
yeah, no,
no, fuck no,
no,
no, no,
I really
no
don't
it's impossible."
It.
Yeah,
she does makes.
I go, you can tell everything about how a man chats online. She goes, sure, the way he behaved to the woman and what comes out of his mouth also tells me the kind of person you are and what
comes
you have
out
in
of
mind.
His wallet too.
Yeah,
and what you have in mind towards me also, because I really read minds a lot. I'm talking about dongs and French ticklers.
Don French tickler. And then, do you have a car?
Yeah, are you following his side?
It's like, do you feel funny selling that stuff? How can you sell that stuff? Do you have one for me? Do you have a car?
Do you have a car?
I go, really? So what do you know of me by the little we have chatted? She goes, just like what I just finished now. You talk to me the kind of man you are and what you can do and can't do, and you make me understand you like to make use with and what keep you busy or all about you is perfect for me, hun.
Exactly. This is like if you tried to pick up a stripper at a bus station. It would make him, kind of conversation you'd have.
She continues.
Sure she would be more articulate.
She continues.
Because she's got so much to say.
I like what she's saying.
Okay, you might like it. You don't understand it.
Enough. She continues, you are cared, which is very sweet. I am cared.
You are cared.
I am cared.
You are cared.
I go, but what happens if I'm just saying these things so I can try to have sex with you? LOL, sex. Don't let me talk. What the fuck? She goes, LOL, sex. Don't let me talk to that level, okay? I go, no sex. She goes, what I get you then, we talk about. What I get you then, we talk about that, okay, hon?
Well, what?
You know what? If this is a backseat negotiation, I'm still not sure if I'm getting laid.
So I go, oh, so we're talking about Easter, right?
I guess.
Okay, but my Easter tradition is hide the penis. It's just like hiding the eggs, but the penis is always found in a bush.
Good boy.
Got plenty in stock to hide, too.
That's a good tradition.
Wait till the landscaper comes.
Brazilian time.
I found this in the bush.
Get out of that bush. That's mine.
She goes, how do you think she reacted?
Okay.
Is there gas in the car?
are you willing to sell that car?
She goes, okay, no problem, hon. Why would you mock this woman? She's everything I want. I don't even celebrate Easter, but now I do.
What, a woman that can't write a fucking word, that only writes gibberish?
If
and wants
I,
a gift, she
if I judge people by writing, you wouldn't be here. But here we are. I go, really? She goes, sure. I'm so serious about this, hon. Finally, a woman who celebrates my traditions.
Your new traditions.
You don't know how new they are.
I know.
You don't know.
I know.
I go, hun, that was a euphemism for sex.
Wait, she is going to scramble all over the place to try to figure out how to throw out another Brazilian reference to euphemism.
She goes, yes, I know.
Uh-huh.
No, that's, she doesn't
no,
know.
No, she doesn't. She doesn't even know what
she
euphemism
doesn't
means.
Know.
How dare you? Finally somebody... Yeah, die. Finally somebody I connect with, and you just fucking mock.
A euphemism. That's something her grandmother...
Not a euphemism. You can't even... A euphemism, you moron.
Euphemism. That's probably something she thinks her grandmother had. That's why she was in a hospital.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.